going on, guys? It's Brandon here.
And it's DJ Envy.
And you're listening to Yeezus Talks.
Yeezus Talks.
Episode 39.
I'm just kidding. This is Austin.
This is Brandon.
Hey, and you're listening to Yeezus Talks. This episode 39.
39. If you don't know what Yeezus Talks is, Yeezus Talks is a podcast dedicated to Kanye West and everything Kanye West.
But you might have forgotten what Yeezus Talks was, and you know, because... It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
There's only one man to blame for that.
Austin.
Brandon.
Honestly. Okay. All right. So let's get to the story. Let's get to the story real quick. So we have been recording episodes, test episodes, as we would say.
No, we've been recording episodes.
We've been trying to get back on the roll. And Austin has been taking some time to develop the episodes, which is fine. I give him his time.
Preach.
We have been going through a little bit of a period where Austin has not been liking Kanye lately.
We broke up.
Yeah.
And Kanye.
Yeah. So Austin and Kanye broke up. So yeah. I've been trying to get Austin back into Kanye, playing his albums for Austin.
It just didn't work.
Wasn't working.
I just wasn't getting hard.
He was not getting hard.
You want to talk about why you just have not been putting it out?
Why?
I did some math.
I'll be honest.
I did some math here. I did some calculating.
Okay, go for it.
And the last episode we put out, episode 38, was back in October.
Okay.
And Brandon.
Okay, you're okay. No,
since that's... November, has been on a new journey in life, an experience, you will say.
He's saying I'm gay.
You're gay for somebody.
I'll take it up the ass.
Brandon has met somebody and has decided to spend his God-given beautiful time with her instead of me, a sweaty Asian, to record podcast episodes. And you know what? I'm happy for you, man. Listen, things were looking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Things were looking bleak. Memphis bleak.
Yeah.
Things were dark. Mm-hmm. If you want to know why the episodes haven't been coming out, you can blame...
You can blame
his new girlfriend.
Wants
to prioritize.
Wow, okay.
Brandon, could you put out the episode? Sorry, Austin, I'm all the way in San Diego right now. Because she likes to hike.
Wow.
Hey, Brandon. One week later, Brandon, we haven't put out the episode in a month now. Maybe you should think about putting out the episode. I sent you the final edit. I'm sorry, Austin, I can't right now. I'm in Point Reyes.
First of all,
we're going on a hike.
It wasn't Point Reyes. Second of all,
wherever the fuck you've been going, it apparently doesn't have fucking Wi-Fi.
It does not. I like how you out me like that. We would just like to apologize formally to the fans.
Why don't you bring your young lady over here? She might not. No, she's not young. She's super old.
Wow, she's not old. Don't put that on the waves.
It's okay, man. I'm dating an older woman, too. It's okay.
How old is... She's not even old.
She's a year older than me.
That's not old.
How much older than you is she? Is your girlfriend? Three?
Yeah.
Damn, she's old.
That's not even old.
Damn. Chill.
How is that old?
Chill.
How is that old? What's old about that?
Considering that you're 37.
Bruh. Chill. Wow, okay. Niggas can't date people. Niggas can't date girls that are like 3 years older than them now. Oh. Kanye fans are the worst. Oh,
think about it this way. When she was 3 years zero.
Nigga, and when you were zero, she was one, bitch.
That's weird.
How is that weird?
That's all weird, yeah.
How is that weird in any way?
That's super weird.
You're kidding, right?
Bruh.
You're joking.
Bruh, you imagine a three-year-old kissing an infant?
Shut the fuck up. I know you're joking. Like, I know you cannot be serious. You are not that fucking short, shallow-minded, dude. You are fucking not.
This is a progressive podcast.
There's no fucking
way. How dare you call me shallow?
Kim and Kanye are like 5 years, not even, how old, like, let me look up the
Why did nobody invite Kanye West to the All-Star game?
She's a Taylor Swift fan. She's a Taylor Swift fan.
Oh my God.
My girlfriend is a Taylor Swift fan.
And we have
debates about these things.
But
she also likes My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That's
her
favorite Kanye
version.
So, you know.
What if Taylor Swift did a cover album of Kanye songs?
That'd be hard. That'd be hard.
Oh, God.
See, Austin, you're so shallow-minded. It's just like... Ooh, 3 years. Oh, when you were zero, she was three.
That's weird.
And when Kanye was fucking three, Kim was zero. Nigga, how is that weird? It's not weird. Damn, bruh.
Infant fucker.
Yeah, and so is your girl.
Yeah, she is. I'm a victim. This is fucking awful.
With age comes with experience, my friend, and I am able to do a bunch of new things.
So you hear that? You hear that, people? All right, that's the intro. This is Brandon. He's Austin. Welcome to Kanye West Podcast, episode 39. Jesus talk.
9999999. I was actually, let me just say this. I just want to know, people know that we're going to be changing the dynamic of the podcast. Austin probably doesn't know this yet. But we're going to try to have people sit in and talk to them about Kanye to keep it more interesting. This is season two.
Not unlike calling
people. We got to kill people off.
Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine?
There's going to be so many deaths in season two.
You guys are not ready for this.
God damn, ready. There's going to be so many deaths.
Oh my God. Oh my Austin's going to die.
There's going to be so many incest scenes.
Oh, dude. Oh, I cannot wait. Dragons.
And you know we're one of those episodes, too, that's on HBO that's got the titties and dicks everywhere.
It's gonna be great. Season two of Yeezus Talks, episode 39.
Yo, y'all can't wait for Yeezus Talks to come on, and we're also gonna come on. You.
Good for you, Austin. Alright. See you guys later.
Bye.
Enjoy the episode.
Bye. I love you.
Enjoy the episode, guys.
I love you. Bye.
Okay. Alright. This is Yeezus Talks.
Episode what, Brandon?
39.
Oh man, we're washed.
Not yet. We're almost Jay-Z age.
Remember when Kanye was 39?
Kanye was 30. Is Kanye 39?
Kanye's way older than 39.
No, he's not. Yeah. Bullshit. Kanye's 40. Trivia! How old is Kanye? All right, I'm going to look it up, and if you get it wrong, I slap you in the face. Are you ready, Austin?
40.
No, wait. I got to look it up first. No, I don't have to look it up because I already know. So how old is Kanye, Austin?
42.
Survey says.
That's not Kanye. You're looking at Nas.
No. Kanye, you said 42?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yeah, the answer to life is 42.
You'll never know how old he is. Let's just get it like that. The real fans listening to this will know how old he is, and they'll shame you. Shame, 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 Austin. Kanye's not 42.
They're not going to know when this comes out. It says 42.
No, he's not 42 years old. He's not.
It's 42.
Bro, okay. All right.
Fake. At the time of which we're listening to this we're recording this podcast, it says 42.
Okay.
And you'll never know.
He's not 42.
It said that's what it says.
No, it does.
We don't record live.
We're gonna spend the first 5 minutes of this podcast arguing on over how old Kanye is.
How old's Kid Cudi?
Oh, is that my trivia?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's your Kiddie. Kids yay. No, it's trivia, right? Like, so kids. It's Cudi trivia. That's my that's my new rap name.
Cud trivia.
Cud Triv.
Should we start a new podcast called Cud Yay?
No.
And it's like where we talk about everything Kid Cudi?
We talk everything Meek Mill on it.
Meek Talks. Niggas talking shit, yay. How do you respond?
Perfect.
I think that I can upset you today with this episode.
You upset me every episode.
This episode,
your bar is so low.
I'm
literally
something.
Upset when I walked into the room today.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Did you notice anything different about Kanye's music? Wait, you don't.
About Kanye's music?
You don't have Spotify. You don't know.
I don't use Spotify. I don't need Spotify.
Oh, awesome. Oh, you are in for a treat today.
Oh, Brandon.
Today is called Surprise Austin.
Okay, I'm sure it will be a surprise.
Oh, are you shaking in your boots?
I'm shaking in my skinnies.
Shaking in your Yeezy season? I'm going to blow the lid off your dick. Dude, I can't believe you haven't heard the news.
Oh, Yandy dropped.
Everybody, if you have the privilege, we're going to listen in. We're going to play this for Austin. Dick. He's going to flip his dick.
Okay.
I want everybody to go onto Spotify or Apple Music.
We'll see if I actually do, but
go
ahead.
To the album Ye. Play the very first song. Play the very first song of Ye. Let's find the beat drop. Here we go. All right, Austin, are you ready for this?
Go for it. It's a different type of rules that we obey. Yeah.
season, nigga. We obey.
Okay, that's the song.
Are you kidding me?
What?
You don't hear the difference?
Did.
Play it on your song. Play it on your phone. You have it. So Austin has the illegal version.
I don't have no illegal version, Brandon. I bought this fair and square.
Oh, you
bought
it.
This is off the vinyl purchase, you dumbass.
Whoa. Very offensive. What did I do? I
told you I was angry.
You wanted to get me upset and then you start freaking out. Oh, he's upset. Oh, very angry.
Yes, Brandon Moore was upset. That's the fucking trick to this.
All right, play it. Go to the beat drop. All right. Now here's this version. The beat.
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear, dude. Fuck. All right. So
Your whole thing is falling apart in front of you. Give me a second.
I gotta go on my laptop. Let me get the illegal version real quick.
Oh my god.
No.
You have the illegal version. You have something that's wrong. I've been hearing the real song this whole time, and now you're late to it, and you're gonna shit on me?
Everybody. So,
oh my god. This backfired so bad on you. This backfired so bad on you.
No, chill.
You thought you had me.
No. I'm trying to show you something.
Okay, go for it. Wait. If this is something that you have on your computer, why are you proving me wrong when I've had the same version on my phone for the whole time?
No, it's not the same version.
Okay, sure it is.
Listen to the beat drop. It's completely different.
Completely different. It's not.
It's a different beat.
It's not.
It's a different beat.
It's not.
I am not crazy. I swear
it's
to
the
fuck.
Same beat.
It's different.
You're
play
tripping,
it.
My guy.
Are you kidding? Listen.
Yeah, you have a shittier version, but this is, yeah, that's what I have.
Dog, no, it's different.
You only got nothing!
No, listen, look, all right, here we go.
Brandon, I don't hear any difference. It's the same beat.
Yo, I Thought About Killing You is different than the original version on Spotify and streaming services.
No, Brandon, you got the illegal version.
I swear to God. No. They changed it. I had the real version this whole time. They changed it. I'm not the only one who thought this because this was posted about this. Somebody
you believe everything you read on the internet instead of thinking with your own head.
Okay, now you're coming at me with something that I'm telling you is fucking facts.
It's not. Dude, I'm hearing it.
I'm telling you, it's okay. A different version.
How?
Tell me. Listen to the old.
We did.
And then listen to the new version.
Your whole point was to prove me wrong, saying that I missed out on something, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna blow your fucking.
Yeah.
Guess what? You heard my version. Now we heard the one that's on Spotify.
It's different.
What's different?
The difference is the beat drop.
It sounds like. How?
It's like a generic. It's like they almost couldn't clear a sample, so they had to redo the beat without using the sample.
First and foremost, that does not signify a completely different beat. And if it is a sample, it's a very subtle sample.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's different.
No, that's not what you said.
Different.
You said it's completely different.
It is completely.
It's not.
It's different.
It's exactly the same.
It sounds worse.
What sounds worse?
The beat. It sounds generic.
The Spotify one, I agree, because it's coming off of your shitty phone.
No, that's not what I'm telling you, dude.
What are you telling? I'm listening to it. I heard both songs. What do you want me to say? I hear nothing.
You even said it sounds shittier.
The one you played off your computer sounds shittier, yes.
Than the one that I played on my phone.
It sounds exactly the same. If we're talking strictly the music, it sounds exactly the same.
Listeners, if you go,
Brandon,
Austin,
okay,
you
so
don't
here's
do this.
Here's what I found funny.
Please don't do this.
Is that Brandon was so certain that he was gonna make me mad? He's the one that's getting mad now.
I wasn't trying to make you mad.
You were trying to blow your dick off. You didn't. You failed. I am as soft as ever. Congratulations, you got me excited for nothing. You got me halfway through the hand job, and then you decided not to finish me.
Here's the problem with this. are you sure you want to have this recorded? Are you sure you want your vocals on this episode?
Brandon,
of you saying
I'm
there's
sure.
no difference between
Brandon,
the old I thought about killing you and the new version.
Brandon, here's what I will say to you.
Yes.
I'm sure that I want it to be recorded that I don't care and I don't hear a difference.
You don't care.
If there is a difference, I don't hear it. It doesn't matter.
But you don't care.
I don't care at all, Brandon. It's like, it's not the same as the difference between the old Life of Pablo and the new Life of Pablo, where you could actually hear the differences and be like, yeah, there's obviously new vocals changed, there's some beat changes. Like, you can hear the difference between the old Facts beat and the new Facts beat, obviously. You could hear the difference in the, it's not in Life of Pablo, but there was a previous version of All Day that came out that I honestly thought was a little bit sicker, but the current version doesn't match that.
Yeah.
Wolves. Obviously, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Those were noticeable changes.
Yeah,
that affected the actual
but
song.
There is a difference.
This does not change anything.
It sounds a lot worse. I'm just
okay,
saying,
so then why are you the one that's being treated then? You said
you
that
mean?
Spotify listeners were treated.
Treated?
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, I said Spotify listeners are in for a treat.
Well, had a treat. I was in for a treat because I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How? Because when you say that the Spotify version is worse now?
It is worse.
So how are you the
it's
ones that
Easter
got treated?
Egg. It's an Easter egg.
No, it's not an
funny.
Easter egg, Elon Musk. Shut up.
It's funny. It's funny.
Is it funny?
You're offended for no reason.
I'm not offended.
You
I'm
are,
saying...
You're mad. Why are
I'm
you
saying,
mad at me for okay. me trying to show an Easter egg? I'm trying to
okay, you didn't
expose
say that.
Expose you to new things.
You did not say that.
And now you're angry at me.
Now you're trying to flip this on me. So
I'm not
reverse
trying
psychology
to
doesn't
flip
work
you.
On me.
Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Kanye interviews lately.
Yeah, I can tell. Here's what I'm
oh,
gonna say.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Here's what I'm gonna say, Brandon. Is
what
that
do you want to say to me that you haven't already said?
You wasted.
This episode's
here's what
to
I'm
a
gonna say,
terrible
Brandon.
Start.
Here's what I'm gonna say, Brandon.
What
is
you
that
say
you've wasted
me?
The last 10 minutes of this podcast?
Kiki, you love me, you love me, you love me, you love me, and watch out, and that's the
perfect.
Did you see that? Kanye West hired private firefighters to save his
yeah,
home.
I did. Yes.
What's wild? What do you think about that?
I think what's wild about that is that his kids were still in the house.
Wait.
No, I don't know. They were.
That's very, very insensitive of you to say that, Austin.
Brandon, you literally made a joke once about Kim Kardashian's robbery.
Whoa. I don't recall any of these statements
nah, but the
being
audience
made.
Does.
This is
the listeners
the
do.
Spot.
The listeners do.
If Kanye hired you, would you put Kanye's fire from his house out for free? You don't get paid for it. You got to buy your own ticket to LA.
That depends. Does that include me actually going near the house?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't save Kanye's house for free.
Kanye is a multi. Kanye will have more money than I will ever even see.
I'm just saying,
in my life,
like as a super fan, like as a fan of Kanye.
As a fan of Kanye, I'll make sure he's safe. I'm not gonna.
No,
fucking...
no, no. You don't get that. He has private security for that.
Okay, then. That's fine. I'm
so
not
you're
putting...
not going to put his...
How about his private security puts out the fucking fire then?
That's not
how about that?
Job.
If they're not going to let... If they're not going to let me anywhere near Kanye, then
they're
I don't see any...
Fighters.
I don't see any point.
So you wouldn't put Kanye's house out?
Do I get to meet Kanye?
No.
No, no. No, I'm not going to do... I might as well be putting out his neighbor's house. It doesn't have to be Kanye's house there. I might as well be putting out anybody's house, if that's the case.
I
don't even
do
get
it.
To meet him.
I would do it.
Okay, then you're a fool.
How am I a fool? I'm saving Kanye's house.
How do you know it's even his house?
He told me.
You didn't meet him? How did you meet him? You don't meet him.
I got an email.
Oh, you believe everything? You get an email?
It says...
Look at the Kanye West podcast at gmail.com's email and believe everything that goes through
says,
that.
It says, hey, Brandon, it's Kanye. Come put the fire out of my house. Boom, I'm there immediately.
You know how many lies get sifted through emails?
I'm just saying, I'm dedicated to Kanye. I'll do anything for Kanye.
That's not true. You were close to giving up on Kanye like a couple episodes ago. You even said it. You're like, that was it. When I heard he designed that hat, I was done.
Insert clip here.
Not doing that. That's a lot of work. I have to track that down and listen to you. I have a day job now. I can't afford it. Your boy's not unemployed
oh,
anymore.
Man. Talk about.
We have to talk about them fast. We have to get out of here fast. We
really
we're in
do.
A hurry.
This is a quick episode.
Brandon is going on a date.
Okay, first
after
of all,
this.
It's not a date.
Brandon, let me ask you something.
Okay.
How much has Kanye impacted your date life, because he's such a polarizing figure here.
Mm-hmm. Slavery is a choice.
That, and you're so in love with him.
Yeah.
That you have to pop these questions to all of your dates to gauge them and their worthiness of being with you and whether or not you're going to have a long-lasting, stable relationship. How often
are you... I bring it up every day.
So let me ask you this. Is it kind of like when you take somebody to meet your parents, do you wait it out before you ask if they like Kanye to see how much you like them off of other things first? This is important.
The funny thing is a lot of the time they just say yes or no, not really. A majority of the time is no, I don't really like his music. No, it's really the same answer. Recently, I got a different answer. Someone was actually a huge Taylor Swift fan. So that prompted me to go, what? Like, I was genuinely surprised by that answer.
You picked out a Taylor Swift
fan. By accident. God smite me down. God over Jesus
Christ. Do it, God. You won't do it, though. Fucking do it.
God smite me, goddamn bless my heart. I am so sorry, I have sinned.
If thou shalt want to be slaves,
thou shalt be slaves. So Kanye said.
If thou shalt want to wear MAGA hats,
thou shalt wear MAGA hats.
Call back. If you can name which podcast that's from, email us at thekanyewestpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, I'm also, if you email us at thekanyewestpodcast@gmail.com, we're doing a giveaway where we're giving away 30 free vinyls of Kid See Ghost. You heard it here first, folks. 30 free vinyls of Kid See Ghost. So if you would like your delivery of a Kid See Ghost vinyl, you email us at thekanyewestpodcast.
If you email us at thekanyewestpodcast@gmail.com for a chance to win the 30 Kid See Ghost vinyls, you will also be entered into a chance to win 50 graduation vinyls.
As you all know, we are a podcast dedicated to Kanye West, where we talk about everything Kanye West. Recently, me and Austin had a conversation about whether or not we should talk about Drake, and Austin said...
No. I'd rather would die.
So we are not talking about... We talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
This is the Kanye West podcast, goddammit. We go crazy. Talk about whatever we want.
If we would not be a Kanye podcast if we stuck to a structure of we must talk about things
Drake,
just because...
Drake's listening to this podcast, he's going crazy. He's like, how could they not talk
Drake
about me?
Drake is literally...
He's literally outside of a window. He's like, let me in! Let me in! It's amazing.
It's literally amazing.
What was your favorite?
Amazing is one of Kanye's worst songs, by the way. All right, let's go. Let's talk about... I have something to talk about. Whoa, excuse me. Did I say something?
No. What?
Is that an... I got an 808s and hot take then.
My amazing sucks.
Amazing
that
sucks.
That's it.
That's it. That's my 808s and hot takes for the day. Amazing is trash.
You need to watch your show.
Conspiracy time. Amazing was created to be the music during the NBA playoffs. You remember when it dropped?
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck.
You're right. Conspiracy time, motherfucker.
It was.
Yeah, fuck
oh,
you.
Shit.
That's all it was. That's all it was. Yes, look it up. Every time it was break for the NBA, they would play Amazing. Kanye specifically made that song for the NBA.
Conspiracy theorists.
Conspiracy theorists. I'm on my Alex Jones shit tonight.
At what point are the frogs gay?
Listen to the kids, bro.
Listen to the kids, bro.
And I am the kid. Fire already.
Oh my god. Damn. I'm listening to you.
Zam Zaddy.
Oh, fuck.
You brought something up about Kanye's dressing recently.
Let's talk about that. He prefers ranch.
Really?
Kanye is not a ranch guy, as opposed to balsamic vinaigrette.
Bullshit. I will fight you.
Fight me.
Fight me. What kind of dressing do you like?
I like ranch too.
You think Kanye eats ranch dressing like some poor fucking person?
He eats Grey Poupon.
Yeah, that's a rich person.
Grey Poupon is actually, it has like the identity as a rich mustard, but it's really not. It's just overpriced cheap mustard.
Exactly.
Kanye likes his Hidden Valley.
No, forget the fuck. You really think Kim Kardashian is waking up out of her $5 million bed, going down her $5 million stairs, opening her $5 million refrigerator?
She opens up the fridge. Here's what happens. She opens up the fridge. She sees the Hidden Valley Ranch. She pours it on her grilled cheese sandwich, and she's like, oh, fuck. Then Kanye walks down and he sees what Kim's having and he's like, oh fuck.
I'm telling you, dude, there's no fucking way that family eats like that. They do not drink poor people or eat poor people food.
What does he get then? What is he getting?
He gets some shit that's from Whole Foods.
They have Hidden Valley at Whole Foods.
Shut up, dude.
Sacre bleu.
No. We're talking about a guy who gets his water from Nobu.
Nobu charges $5 for miso soup.
Exactly.
Tell me. You can't tell me that they ain't getting down with the Hidden Valley.
They're not. They don't. I will put a poll on the Instagram right now. Just Kanye
Hidden Valley. You're not black if you don't fuck with Ranch.
I love Ranch. I'm poor, though. Kanye is rich. There's no way Kanye's eating Hidden Valley Ranch.
Okay, so maybe it's not Hidden Valley, but he's eating Rich People Ranch. What's a Rich People Ranch?
I don't know. I'm not rich.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm telling you, bro. There's no fucking way.
Whatever the fucking rich person version of ranch is, Silicon Valley. I don't know.
Probably. Who the fuck knows?
Silicon Valley Ranch.
If you know the rich person ranch.
You email us, callingwestpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll send you 30 cases of Hidden Valley Ranch on vinyl.
On vinyl.
On vinyl.
Oh, look at that. We're at 29. Back to 30. Someone sent it back.
They don't want it.
You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
Perfect.
Kanye West, send me my fucking Kid See Ghost vinyl. I saw that.
Kanye West, send me my vinyl.
I saw that shit in Urban Outfitters, and yet my order has yet to ship.
Is that Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
Yo, Kanye, send this man his vinyl, bro. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Kanye? What are you doing? You got enough to send out to sell at Urban Outfitters?
How much you pay?
I paid $15 for that vinyl.
Damn.
That's how much he was selling it for. Can you believe that? That's cheap. That's hella cheap.
That's dumb cheap.
So, Kanye, send me my fucking vinyl.
Well, why are you tripping? It's $15.
You send me my vinyl or you send me back my $15, Kanye.
Kanye owes you money.
Kanye owes me money.
Kanye owes you money.
This is personal, Kanye.
Oh, my God. He's really black.